All right. Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline, AWOL yesterday, the first day of the draft. We always talked to this guy, but we could not get a hold of him. It's our draft expert, the publisher of the draft newsletter, the Ribby Paltz draft newsletter. It's Ribby.
Hey, Ribby.
Good morning, Ribby. How are you?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing there?
We're okay.
Well, we're doing great. You know, for those who don't know, Ribby was the Mel Kiper Jr. of the 70s. And he was the...
And the 80s. The 90s.
I don't know. He was the premier draft expert in the country before anybody knew about Mel Kiper.
Yeah, that's right.
And
that's right. So why the hell didn't you guys use me instead of Norm and the Goose yesterday?
Well, we tried to get a hold of you, and you were AWOL. You wouldn't answer your cell phone. You wouldn't answer your email. By the way, that's...
I'm supposed to code a draft for you. You guys betrayed me. Why did I make the trip out here if you guys aren't going to use me? You go to hell, you hear me? Wait. Take the
Ribby, settle down, please. Settle down, please. We're sorry we got our wires crossed.
All right. I appreciate that apology of apologies.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in Chicago covering the draft.
Oh, no, I'm not in Chicago. I'm out here in L.A. for surgery.
Surgery?
Yeah, I'm going in on a two-for-one deal with Jenna.
You are not.
I'm doing it to support him. I figure if I don't like being a woman, you know, I can always get a rhino penis transplant later on.
I guess you could, yeah.
But for the time being, I'm really looking forward to all the pretty outfits and the Kotex and the eyelashes and the fresh pies.
You're trailing out.
Fresh pies.
And, yeah, so I'm getting ready for surgery. I'm going to get some big old Dombex installed. That's what my surgeon calls the largest model of MAMS that he sells.
Yeah.
Oh, man, these things are great, too. They're big.
Yeah?
Let me put it this way. You get these babies, and you can't turn around in a china shop without clearing off a shelf of Hummels.
We got to be careful.
Got to be careful, gentlemen.
Well, you shouldn't let all that distract you from the draft.
That's
I thought
it.
This was I thought
That's
this
it.
I thought this was your big time of the year, the NFL draft.
It is, and I haven't seen any draft coverage.
Okay.
Because I've been on my pre-op meds. But,
right.
I couldn't watch TV. But anyway, but I do have my mock draft from yesterday that I can deliver to you. That way everyone can still get the benefit of the Ribby mock draft.
I guess.
Okay, I guess this is a way to see how he...
Check your work,
how
maybe.
He did.
Yeah.
At the number one selection pick, the Buccaneers. Arguably the most important NFL franchise in Tampa Bay. They shocked the entire populace of arguably the entire football world by taking the previously unknown player man out of Florida State, Jameis Winston.
Okay. Everybody knows who Jameis Winston is.
6'4" and full of muscle.
Yes.
He's got a great butt-to-distance ratio. He's got a level playing arm.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to treat people, and he doesn't have a lot of off-field issues.
Oh, I don't know about that, but you did
and
get that one
he
right.
He can play rhythm guitar. So, he satisfies all the Buccaneers' needs.
They need a rhythm guitarist?
At the number two choose pick selection make, the Tennessee Titans.
Titans.
They selection Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, okay, that is who they selection. Mm-hmm.
The quarterman from the quarterback region of Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, I really like this young gentleman. He's got the impressive. He is installed with prowessing. He's all digital.
What?
He's got navigation and satellite and heated seats and parking assist.
He's on an option list on the car, I think.
He can sing all the songs by rock and roll.
What?
And he's got the most impressive thing is probably he's got a very low 2-to-1 ball to penis ratio. So that's a good.
That's what you want.
At the number three selection, have choose make pick. The number three havers, Jacksonville Jaguars, hand pick Dante Fowler Jr., the man, the good man, mm-hmm. the man, good man from Florida.
Yeah, you got that one
he's
right,
too.
He's
never gone 3-for-3, so.
Now, he's more of a natural outside linebacker than he is a deep snapper, so expect him to focus on the former position.
Okay. So far, you're 3-for-3.
The number 4, gentlemen. Oakland takes Amari Cooper.
Okay, now I think he's seen the...
Cooper.
All you're doing is just reading.
Amari Cooper.
Ribby, I think you've seen the results, and you're just penciling down exactly what happened.
The results of what?
The draft yesterday, the first round.
Oh, they had the draft yesterday?
Yes, it's over. Well, the first round, yeah.
Which one, NBA?
NFL.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, that's good. I got all 4 right.
Yeah, I get the feeling you would have all of them right.
Yeah, well, you know. Hey,
can we maybe look ahead instead of you just faking like you got the whole first round right?
Can you give me what?
Can you tell us what maybe is going to happen today in the second round? Do you have a mock for the second round?
I think today's second round is going to be full of football players.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be surprised if you see a lot of NFL teams jump on board to get in on this action. Make bones on it, gentlemen.
So they're going to be players drafted in the second round.
Yeah. You want specific picks?
Well, yeah.
At number 1. The Buccaneers take quarterback Jameis Winston.
Okay, Ribby.
At number 2, the Titans selection Marcus Mariota.
Okay, you're just going back to the first round.
At number 3 through 10, Team USA takes Ross Verba.
Ross Verba? Oh, Ribby, well.
This whole draft, gentlemen, it just reminds me of that old sports song sung so many years ago.
What is that song?
You want me to sing it for you?
Sure. Yeah. A few lines?
But every song's like gold teeth, great goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, stretching the hotel room, we don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, and we'll never be royals.
Okay, I think you sound like the perfect candidate for a 2-for-1 with Bruce Jenner.
I can't wait for these dumb backs. I'll let you nurse off of each one of them same time. Those
okay.
Are special.
Not interested. Thanks, Ribby.
Hey, thank you, gentlemen.
All right, we'll see you. That's Ribby Paltz with his mock draft. A day late.